was a child, I could really pretty much do whatever I wanted. So I could be found roaming the neighborhood, and I would go in and out of people's backyards and whatever. And I had friends because of that. And another thing about my whole household was just they didn't really care where I was going. Another thing about it was that they were very Christian, and Christian in a way that my dad taught me about heaven and hell, but not necessarily about morals and values. So, and I was very interested in like how you get into heaven and how you get into hell and all of the stuff in between, and who goes into heaven and who goes into hell and stuff like that. I became a little bit morbid, I guess, because of this. So I was really obsessed, like, what about those people? They're sinning. And I knew I was a sinner because I lied every day and I stole from people. Like, I was like totally cool with like, I want that toy. When you're not looking, I'm going to take that toy. So that kind of thing. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to hell because of that. So yeah, so I'd roam the neighborhood. My dad, he was a hunter. He would bring home deer that he had shot with a bow and arrow. And we had this thing in our basement that he would gut the deer, and I would see like guts and stuff. And I was like, cool, like blood. That's weird. And I like looked at, I mean, you see that, and that's weird to see when you're a kid. And then I found surgery TV shows on TV, and I was like, well, surgery, cool. Like, I ended up watching surgery, and I may or may not have guided some kids in the neighborhood on how to dissect a squirrel, like, once or twice. So, like, weird stuff happened. I was kind of a weird kid, like, anyway. So, I, roaming the neighborhood, I roam into my friend Sarah's house. I'm 6 years old. Did I not mention that? I was six. I was, you know, didn't really know much. So, I was a little bit bossy, and I was like, one day, all right, lay down. We're playing surgery. And most of the games that we would play would usually end up in someone dying because I was like, wanted the drama of the game. Like, I just, you die and I have to take care of you sort of thing. So when she was younger, so she would do whatever I wanted. And so she was like laying there and I'm like, you're open heart surgery. And I had to like open her up and stuff. And I'm like, guts are everywhere. And she was really grossed out. And I said, you're going to die and you're going to hell. That was a big deal. I told her she was going to hell because I knew that she wasn't Christian. She didn't go to church on Sundays and stuff. And so, yeah, that was a big – she was like, I'm telling my mom. I was like, you're telling your mom. I'm running out the door. And on my way out the door, I stole something because I was like, got to get this one last sin in before I get home. And I got – it was like a tiny little dumb little baby doll thing. And that same day, I forgot this, I had carried a box of sugar cubes with me because, like, I was just munching on them. Like, that's how much no one was paying attention to what I was doing. Like, I'm eating sugar cubes for lunch. And, like, the other parents in the neighborhood was like, oh, she's here. Like, oof. As long as there's supervision, we're good. But, you know, so, and I'm, like, shoeless. I'm running home with my new toy, like, clutch in my hand. I look at the mom. I don't even, like, I'm like, confrontation? No, thanks. I'm going home. So I hide right, as soon as I get home, I'm in the closet crying, like, scared. I'm so scared. I'm, like, going to hell. I know all about hell and stuff. And my mom, I hear, Melissa, did you tell the neighbors about God again? And I'm like, I just told them about Jesus. Like, Jesus is a guy. I know about him. He lives in your heart. And I thought, I really did picture my Jesus living there, the very tiny man, sitting at a couch, like drinking coffee, reading the newspaper. He was just sitting in my heart. Like, and I knew, whatever. So my mom was like, don't tell, we're not allowed to talk about God to other people. So for like 6 months of my life, I thought, we're the only people that know about God. Even the kids in daycare, like in the church daycare that I would get kicked out of for like giving them, I was like everyone's doctor all the time. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Yeah. So I'm like, they don't even know about it. Like even those culty people don't know about God. So, yeah, that's my story.